bring him over with us.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Chris. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She just wanted me to go over some pricing and details with you, but she said you had some good questions. I want to make sure you get those addressed. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, that's ultimately, I think, every business's goal to be in the front page of Google.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my concern is, I'm getting off the ground. I got my account suspended, and I don't know if that's customary.
Oh,
at the beginning,
yeah.
I had to submit some appeals documentation.
Did you do the video verification and then it got suspended, or you haven't done that yet?
A video verification? No, I didn't do that yet. Trying to link my domain to, like, the Google Council and all that stuff. I'm new to all of this.
Yeah.
I can install a roof pretty easily, but I don't really know
how to do this stuff. That's the common issue, you know? I have guys that are like 75 and like they had a roofing company for 35 years, and, you know, you ask them to get on a computer and they're lost. So it's okay. We make it work for you guys too. Usually when there's a suspension before verification, there's some kind of discrepancy with your listing. It could be your name, address, phone number, or website. It could be even that domain. I won't really know until we actually get access to the Google Business Profile or you add us as the manager of it, and then we go in there and we can uplift the suspension once we're in there. We're a premier Google partner, so I don't know if you know how the Google partners work, but nowadays the only way to get on the first page of Google is if you have access to the algorithm updates that Google has. They do these algorithm updates biweekly, and they only give those algorithm updates to their partners, so that way they know that the people that are on the first page are paying to be on the first page and not achieving that through their own means. How Google gets paid. They basically don't want people getting rich on their product without them getting a piece of the pie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the reason we were reaching out to you today is because as a premier partner, we have a listing available within our company, and Google has these guidelines where we can only work with one guy per industry per area. So for the whole general contracting category, we had a spot open up. And usually when that happens, they'll give us a list of the guys in the area that they feel could qualify for that position. And then my reps like Tara, they go down the list and we call out until we fill that spot. Once we fill the position within our company, we close out the entire category. So we won't be able to work with any other contractors in this area. Does that make sense?
It does.
We'll work exclusively with you.
I mean, mm-hmm. The experience I've had with Google Ads in the past, though, isn't that exactly what Google Ads does?
Google Ads is pay-per-click. This one's not pay-per-click. It's just a flat rate. Oh. You'd be next to the map there, those three guys next to the map, the Google places.
You can pull that up.
Mm-hmm. We do Google Ads here, too, but that's not what we're calling about. Those you could sign up for anytime. They're just typically a lot more expensive.
Now, I have a feeling that I must have popped up somewhere because I'm
on the list.
I'm getting a lot of calls tonight.
Yeah. So anything you submit yourself to online could have done it. Google's a search engine, you know, so any directory that you put yourself on, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Home Advisor by Angie's, Amazon Alexa submissions, anything like that, that'll usually trigger it. As long as the business falls within the service area and the industry that they're looking to fill a spot, they could pull data from and kind of create that list.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you must have been working on your online listings recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have. But, you know, I obviously don't. know what that looks like. So how much are we talking? And I'm not trying to like price qualify, but we're like, we're pretty new out of the gate. I don't know really what to do.
What is this optimizing?
Like, is this just the Google thing just popping up here? And I'm looking at Premier Roofing, the H.
It's not just Google. It just depends on the package that you select. We are a premier partner of Google, but as our own company, we do a lot of other things for businesses. We basically would be like a one-stop shop for you if you went with one of our platinum packages. So we would actually cover all your online listings. And that's huge, just to make sure that you don't have any other discrepancies popping up in the future or any other suspensions, I should say, since you're more familiar with that. It's usually triggered by discrepancies on other platforms. So if we're hosting all the platforms, we can make sure that everything's uniform. Any updates that you want to do with the company, we can make sure that that happens across the board when you do something like a platinum package. So that's usually what I recommend for a newer business, especially when we first find them. They usually don't have website or anything. So, you know, that package, you're able to knock all of that out. And that's usually our most popular. But, you know, it's also more expensive. So it just depends on if you're looking for affordability.
Needs to be super tight right now. That's one reason why I haven't been, like, exploring this option.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I can do a little couple hundred here or there, you know, but that's kind of where I'm at. Even with Angie's List and stuff like that, like my lead aggregators, I'm like 500 a month. I'm not doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's actually really expensive, $500 a month. Angie's is pretty expensive mainly because, you know, they charge you per lead. So you'll actually see them on the first page of the Google search results, kind of like what we're doing for you. So they do this for themselves, but they resell the leads individually. We don't do that, so our prices won't be as high. We're not charging you per lead or click or call on these platforms. So. I can work with you on the pricing. What I was actually thinking, I sent you the pricing page. I don't know if you got that text message there.
Oh, yep.
And it's easier if you could see it. Kara said, interested in Facebook ads. Were you looking into Facebook ads recently?
Oh, they literally have never brought me anything, even at different companies, but I feel like I do them every once in a while.
They have an analytics, kind of like Google, where you could see like what people search for the most in your industry and area, and you could also do like those remarketing campaigns, and those are usually where my clients have the most success, is like targeting the proper keywords that are getting traffic, and then remarketing to those people, so you pop up to them after every 24 hours.
Okay.
After they do the search,
So what am I looking at?
So if you scroll down under the Google Premier Partner badge, you'll see these different packages and pricing structures. The Premier SEO packages, those ones have the local listing plus Google Ads. I wouldn't recommend that right now unless you want to cover like a 50-mile radius or more from your business street address. So if you scroll down a little further, you'll see Platinum SEO packages. It says local bundle plus Facebook ads.
Yep.
Okay, and there's an Essential, a Pro, and a Platinum. What I was thinking I could do for you, since you're saying you're working on a limited budget here, I was thinking I can put you on our full Platinum package bundle, so that way you get all the bells and whistles you need. We can get you unsuspended and also make sure everything is uniform and you don't get suspended again, get you verified too. But what I was thinking I could do is I could reduce the rate on this package down to the Essential pricing structure of just $299 as part of what's called a new in business credit. And then I'll put in a request to have the setup fee waived for you. That way you don't have to pay any kind of setup fee to get it going.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you told me you just spent like $500 recently. So I know that's going to make your marketing budget pretty tight. But I also know, like, if I could get your foot in the door on this package and then you could pair it to the results you're getting from that 500, I'm pretty sure you'll use this as your long-term solution. So, you know, I'm thinking more long-term, too, not just the first month, right?
That's a good way going about it. I mean, I can make like decisions on this type of stuff, but like I normally have to run any new venture, especially if it's going to turn into a subscription. Yes, let me ask the big question. Say we do kick it off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my business partner is like, dude, I hate that you're spending so much in this. I don't really care about Google anymore or any of these things. What type of recourse am I looking at? Like, if all the gains we made on Google, are they just like all for naught? Like, is that just
not a
whole? Is-
not at all. I've had clients sign up with us just to get verified and, you know, get reviews going. And then, yeah, I mean, if you ever discontinue the service, which you could do at any time, it's a part of your service agreement. We send that in writing. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. We just part ways with you as friends. We don't delete anything. We just stop doing your optimization. So, I mean, the amount of calls and the amount of exposure you're getting is going to drop pretty significantly because you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But, you know, they'll still be able to look you up by name, see all your reviews and everything. It'll still be there.
Okay. So it just wouldn't – okay.
The optimization is what makes it profitable. Yeah, the thing that makes money is the placement on the first page of Google. And that's the hardest part is the availability of those placements within the Google partner network because only the Google partners get access to the algorithm updates. And then we can only work with one guy per industry per area. So sometimes business owners, they build their website, they do all these things, and then they have to wait like 6 months, a year for one of these spots to open up within the partner network.
How long, like say we sign up today, I pay the difference in this. How long do I need to wait, for instance, to see, you know, this up and running, to see my business page cleared up and all this stuff?
Each thing's going to have a different timeline. Like Facebook, we can get Facebook up and running pretty quickly. With you, it'd be hard for me to tell you, hey, it's going to be done in 2 weeks. Just because we have to do the unsuspension. It's not just a verification and building it. Like we know if we built it from scratch, we built it the right way, get it verified pretty quickly. With you, we have to do the unsuspension, then the verification process has to be completed with the video. So some of it has to do with you too. Like you have to be responsive in us or with us in order to get this up and running. But what Google tells us to say is like you'll see results within the first month. Month two is where things will really pop for you guys because you won't have to go through that whole setup process again. It'll just be reaping the benefits. Everything will already be up and running. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
You'll be able to see results within the first month. And the kind of work that you do, I mean, if we could just nail down one roof over the next 30 days, then it's going to pay for itself for like the whole year.
Right. That would be true if it does. I guess that's where I'm in the weeds where I'm like,
Well, I mean, you guys started a business for a reason, right? I mean, the idea here is to make sure that if there's somebody down the street with a roof or 10 miles down the road with a roof job, you know, they go online, look up roofing contractor. You want them to be able to see you to even have a shot at that deal.
Right. No, that's a good point. Okay. Yeah. I mean, so what are we talking for monthly?
So to get everything going a day, you're just looking at $299 out the door for the platinum package.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But then the platinum package is going to be like, what is it, $800 a month after that?
Well, no. So normally we charge $599 for the platinum package, and then there's a $299 setup fee. I waive the setup fee and I reduce your monthly rate down to $299. So you'll actually keep that deal as long as you're with us. It's not going to go up or change.
All right. You know what? I think we can make that work, especially if that's. Yeah, I'll pull the trigger on that. If that's what you can do for me today, we can get that done. I mean, as provided that, you know, you guys meet on what you guys say you can do. I'm happy to work with you guys.
Yeah, you're going to love it. We've already kind of looked at some of the stuff that you're doing, and if you were already looking into like Facebook and Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, we're going to save you money and make you more at the same time when you guys sit back and look at all this.
All right. Well,
all right.
Yeah, if I get one lead from it, I'll
It'll pay for itself. Actually, we do have an offer I can make you too here. You don't have to opt into these, but I'll just run this by you. And this is really common for guys that are general contractors or roofing, because like you're saying, like that one project will pay for it for however long. But this can save you money too in the long run. So when you have these new in business credits, they also have prepay options. And this will save you more money over time. I mean, right now it might sound like more, but in the long run, it's going to save you money. So right now you're slated to pay $299 month to month, right? If you do a 3-month prepay, they'll let you do 3 months for $700. They have a 6-month that you can do for $1,300, and they have a year prepay that you could do for $2,500. Those are huge savings.
While I can appreciate the savings, like it would cut a few into my margins right now. Like, we start making sales, we can't really, like, you know, we have some small jobs that we're working right on the margins on.
Okay.
You know, I'm just trying to get my guys paid.
Gotcha.
So if
understood.
If I can get a job, say per month,
mm-hmm.
like I can keep this moving, and that's the gamble I'm taking.
Right.
If it builds up. And you guys are doing what you're saying you're doing, I should see me spending, you know, upwards of $1,000 a month if it's bringing in the traffic.
Right.
You know, I just don't have that capital right now.
I gotcha. Well, this is the starting point, you know, and obviously I know on a month-to-month package we're not going to get paid unless you guys are getting paid. So, you know, you got a team of us back here. We'll get in there and make sure everything's working for you and moving in the right direction. I sent you my direct number and extension. So if you do have...
For me, that's smooth. Like, you're probably going to need me to give you – and how do I know that, like, you guys aren't going to, like, mess my domain or do anything like that, provided I don't work with you guys?
Wait, what? Like, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I imagine I have to give you guys access to my stuff, right?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, we don't take ownership of it. There's a way you just add us as manager to the Google business profile. So we're just managing it for you. Yeah. It's like if you own a company, you own the listings, and then you hired somebody to manage it for you, then they have managerial mm-hmm. access, but they don't have ownership of it. You still maintain ownership of everything, yeah.
All right, well, excuse my ignorance on that one. I had no
problem. It's okay. It's okay. I was like, that's horrible. Yeah, but we've been doing this for 20 years, so... You know, all those things are kind of threaded through already, and then we send you everything in writing, too, so you have it all documented.
All right. Okay. Well, what's the next step?
All right, let me create your account. Is Chris short for anything?
Christopher.
Okay. And then last name's Alexander, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
R-E at the
end. Oh.
Excuse me, it's R-E at the end.
R-E. Oh, instead of E-R?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, got it. That's a unique spelling. Okay, let me see here. Alexander. It's almost like Alexandre.
It's Portuguese, yeah.
Okay. And then what is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
603-845-9625.
625, okay. And Google's going to send a pin to you in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. It's called a pin verification letter. It's part of your verification process. But what's the street address that I could send that to?
So I'm operating out of my house right now just because we haven't gotten a brick-and-mortar place.
That's fine. I'll just hide the address.
Yeah, you can't use P.O. Box, can you?
No, yeah, that also will cause a problem. That'll actually get you suspended. Is that what you did?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably. Anything, name, address, phone number, and website is usually what triggers a suspension if you haven't done the video verification yet. But, yeah, if you use the PO box, that'll definitely do it.
All right. Well.
We'll fix it for you.
It's 16. Yeah, mm-hmm. 16 Chestnut Street, Pittsfield, New Hampshire.
03263?
02263, yep.
Okay. You said 16 Chestnut Street, Pittsfield. There it is. Okay. Google, submit. Okay. They'll send that pin to you. So you'll still receive the pin in the mail if you receive mail there. If not, then that's what the video verification will be for. And then I'll hide the street address since you're doing business from home.
We're mostly like, you know, other than talking to people on the phone and stuff like that, like, you can't really do business without seeing what their house looks like. So we have to go out there anyway. So that's pretty much how we operate out of our trucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some guys that go and, you know, they'll Google Maps the building and then they kind of like, okay, and they get the square footage from Google satellite, but, mm-hmm. and then they kind of give them a general idea based on what their roof looks like. But yeah, it's better to do it in person unless it's like far away, you know, sometimes it's like 30, 40 miles away instead of wasting all the gas and time. You can kind of utilize the internet and get a general idea on, what they have on their roof and square footage, because sometimes people are just oblivious, but we have a tracking system and an app.
I know.
So we have a tracking system and an app, so I hear some of these calls sometimes, like, from my clients when they're talking to the people, you know.
Okay.
Okay. And then the website, the otbremodeling.com, are you comfortable with that being attached to the Google Business Profile on the first page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just have to ask.
I'm trying to get it for exposure in general.
Yeah. This will do it. It'll be attached. It'll have a little website icon there. If they click on it, it'll automatically take them there. But I'm supposed to ask your permission instead of just assume. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
That's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at otbremodeling.com.
Okay. And do you have a preference on your hours of operation for the company?
I mean, we'll start earlier for like a job start, but as far as like business goes, like talking to me or making appointments, it's 8 mm-hmm. to 6 Monday through Friday, and then 8 to 4 on Saturdays.
Okay. And then Sunday closed?
We're closed on Sundays. I mean, if there's an emergency service or something, or they call me, I'll still pick up, but I'd rather...
Yeah. We'll leave it like
sometime.
Yeah, you could hash it out with them if you need when you guys are out there. But I like that. Sundays, you got to get the kids in the church.
Yeah.
My son can use some church. He's not even 4 yet, but he's already a little demon.
I got a 1.5-year-old and a 4-year-old, so.
Oh, yeah.
Saturdays are hard to get
tough, huh?
In general.
Yeah, I thought terrible twos was bad, but 4 is like, so far he's been a tornado.
Yeah, it's challenging. My house is like, feels like my house is never clean. There's like toys everywhere. They always open the thing, leave it out, and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah, my wife's done a good job of that. I applaud her, but, you know, I've been coming home and he's like jumping on her back. Like he doesn't differentiate boys and girls like me and mom, so he thinks he could just wrestle with her. My wife is like 5 foot, so it's bad. Like he's 4, he's like more than half her size already. He's beating her up, you know. I gotta scream at him when I get home.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, it's nuts. I can't imagine what it's gonna be like later, but hopefully he starts listening at some point. All right, so I have your business profile created here. There's going to be a client interview. Typically, our client interviews, they take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour. During that client interview, they're going to go over, like, the keywords that you want to be listed for, the area that you want to target, just kind of customizing the campaign. What do you think would be the best time?
I'm pretty open all day today. I don't know if that's too early.
No, I mean, the earliest I could actually do, I could have somebody circle back with you at noon.
It's perfect. Yeah.
Like 12 to 1?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. All right. I'm going to schedule this appointment with them, and I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email. So a local splash, client interview, and then we'll go Christopher Alexandre, attach. Okay, save. Invite guests. This is good, too, because then I can make sure that your email is working, because we're going to send you your tracking system, Google verification form, everything via email. And so it's just chris@otbremodeling.com, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You should get a message from the client interview technician and an invite there.
Now, are you guys going to boost things as far as our SEO goes in general, like making our website a little bit more like accurate, or what are we doing?
Well, we don't touch your website unless you want us to. So you have to give us access to it. In the Platinum package, it says optimized landing page. So your landing page is your website, and we would optimize it, yes.
Okay.
But a lot of times we're buying the domain, we're building the website from scratch. So that's another one of those situations where we won't be able to do anything unless you give us access to it.
Okay.
Okay. So it's up to you. All right. Save. All right. Boom. Okay. Client interview invitation is set. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Chris, how did you want to do that?
I can give you our business card.
Okay, so it says OTB Remodeling on it?
It does. It also says my name on it.
Okay, perfect. So I got the name on there. OTB I just want to make sure I add the business name because you can write this off later. And did you capitalize everything in the business name on purpose?
Not on purpose. OTB stands for only the best.
Okay, I like that. And then the remodeling should be just first letter capitalized, the rest of it regular, or?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because we had it all caps here. And then do you want the LLC displayed in your business name on the first page?
I'm actually not sure. We are an LLC, so I think you should, but I'm not
It looks more professional, but it's really up to you. You don't have to have it up there.
Yeah, let's do it. If you think it looks more professional, let's do it.
Yeah, it definitely looks more professional if you have the LLC on there. Gives it that more of like a big company look. It might just be you and another guy that pops up out there, but that's fine. We just need to get your foot in the door.
right.
Yeah. Okay, so I adjusted that. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that you gave me for the business earlier?
Yep.
Okay. 16 Chestnut Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready for you, Chris.
Card number, you mean?
Yeah. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5189.
5189.
Mm-hmm. 3754.
3754.
3063.
3063.
Mm-hmm.
7643. 7643. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0229.
0229, and then 3-digit code on the back.
095.
Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
OTB Remodeling.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Christopher Alexander, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of OTB Remodeling LLC today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Chris, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So you shouldn't need anything else, honestly, with the way that I set you up on this platinum package. But if you're ever considering it or get contacted by another company before we have you on the first page, just politely decline. Let them know you're already working with Local Splash.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay. Yeah, we just don't want any duplicates or any more suspensions happening. And then it says,
right here.
That's a headache in its own, you know, getting it unsuspended. Okay, and it says, in hiring us, is your Google certified? Oh, yeah, we already got that. Okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months, especially if we're building your profiles from scratch, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 18th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I've upgraded you to a full platinum package service, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. These discounts have been locked in indefinitely. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but you're going to keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you guys ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop the merchant processing from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When this clears, you're going to receive some automated text messages and emails. They're going to be loaded with information about what to expect. It'll have your username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And it'll also have a full outline of the agreement in writing. And you got to sign off on the bottom of that when you get a chance.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And then you'll also have everything in writing in your tracking system if you go to the paperwork or documents section of your tracking system and app. It'll also have the full agreement in there. So that way, you know, you're asking me like, hey, what happens if I cancel, or, you know, will the price ever go up? All that stuff's disclosed and documented in there. So no funny business.
How do I get into this?
You have your own username and password. It'll automatically generate it for you here in just a second. So it's usually your phone number to start out and then a temporary password. Once you log into it, you can kind of adjust the UN and password. But I really do like the app version, Chris. It usually takes them about 24 hours to generate the email for that, because they're going to create you an account through the app and then send you a link to be able to download the app in the App Store. I really recommend going that route. It's a lot easier to use than this PC version that you get after you, or once you log in there right now, that you click on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. The app is just like, I bugged them for years to generate the app, and they barely got it going like 6-7 months ago,
awesome.
Last September. Yeah, it's just way easier. I don't know why they didn't have it like that before. Guys were jumping on their phone on the PC version, and it was just like, it was a mess.
Yeah, I don't blame it. All right.
All right. So this concludes the initial setup process. So all your paperwork's there. You can go through that. You know, make sure you sign the subscription terms. You'll be able to log into the tracking system after the subscription terms are signed. It'll automatically take you there, or you can just go directly through the text and email. But officially, I want to welcome you aboard. You know, say thank you for signing up with us today. I'm going to let you go for about an hour here. We got that client interview scheduled between 12 and 1, so I'll circle back with you with the rep on the line. I'll introduce you to them, and then they'll walk you through that client interview process, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.